And now Oldmo Desiree Heliger's draws on a counterpunch essay she wrote, Victor Jara's Hands, an anti-fascist memoir festo and brief personal history of neoliberalism, to remind us of the great folk singer. We'll post a link to the essay when today's program is uploaded to the Old Mole website.
Living in the U.S., you'd never know that Chile had its own national disaster on September 11th, nearly three decades before the U.S. Not many Americans can define neoliberalism, let alone know that on September 11th, 1973, it was ushered into Chile by U.S.-made tanks and at the butt of U.S.-made guns. It was on September 11th, 1973, that Richard Nixon and his henchman, Henry Kissinger, swept Augusto Pinochet to power as the frontman for the U.S.-sponsored experiment in neoliberalism. A folk singer-songwriter often referred to as Chile's Bob Dylan, Victor Jara would be the most visible of more than 3,000 Chileans executed by Pinochet's death squad in September as the coup began. You can get a quick overview of the horrors that the U.S. helped unleash on Chileans in the 1970s by watching the 2019 Netflix documentary, Massacre at the Stadium. Shortly after Pinochet's reign of terror began, an estimated 5,000 people were detained at a Santiago stadium, then named Estadio Chile, and since renamed Estadio Victor Jara. And another 20,000 were held at the Estadio Nacional across town. Professors, students, musicians, farm and factory workers were crowded shoulder to shoulder and sorted into lines to live or die, to be interrogated, beaten, tortured, and or murdered. At Estadio Chile, more than 70 were executed on site, while others were disappeared. Today, a quote painted on the back of the Estadio Nacional reads, Un pueblo sin memoria es un pueblo sin futuro. A people without memory are a people without a future. Jara grew up poor in a family of farm workers, but went on to become a theater director and teacher, and to achieve international visibility with songs like Manifesto, which speaks to Jara's understanding of art as a critical tool in struggles for justice, as an instrument of decolonizing resistance, of spiritual, material, and ecological liberation.
Yo no canto por cantar, ni por tener buen amor. Canto porque la guitarra tiene sentido y razón. Tiene corazón de tierra y alas de palomita.
I don't sing for the love of singing or because I have a good voice, sang Jara. I sing because my guitar has both feeling and reason. It has a heart of earth and the wings of a dove. Jara's music was inspired by his mother, Amanda Martinez's, love of folk music rooted in her indigenous Mapuche heritage. His music was also shaped by a Catholic education that included a brief period in the seminary. Jara's music was embraced in the 1960s and 70s by American folk heavies like Pete Seeger and Joan Baez. Arlo Guthrie and Holly Near are among the American songwriters who have since written tribute songs. In his song El Derecho de Vivir en Paz, or The Right to Live in Peace, released on his 1971 album, Jara spoke to the catastrophic effects of the U.S. aerial bombardment of Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia.
El derecho de vivir en paz. Indochina es el lugar más allá del ancho mar donde revientan la flor con genocidio y napalm. La luna es una explosión que funde todo el clamor. El derecho de
Indochina is the place, far beyond the wide sea, where the flower bursts with genocide and napalm. The moon is an explosion that melts all the clamor, the right to live in peace. In the run-up to the election of Allende, Jara's version of the song Venceremos, or We Will Overcome, became the anthem of Allende's Popular Unity Coalition. From the deep crucible of the homeland, the people's voices rise up. The new day comes from over the horizon. All Chile breaks out in song. The song also figured centrally in popular accounts of Jara's death. Pinochet's U.S.-supported forces beat and tortured him, smashing his wrists and mutilating his hands before executing him. At some point in the stadium, Jara reportedly sang Venceremos to the other prisoners to give them courage. Before he was executed, shot more than 40 times by Pinochet's U.S.-funded forces, Jara wrote his final song. What horror the face of fascism creates. They carry out their plans with knife-like precision. Nothing matters to them. To them, blood equals metals. Slaughter is an act of heroism. Oh God, is this the world you created? No human cost was too high to pay to usher in neoliberalism and eviscerate the gains that labor had made under Allende's Popular Unity Coalition, and to maintain a steady flow of cheap copper, fruit, and fish to the U.S. under the auspices of trade liberalization. The new constitution passed under Pinochet's dictatorship rolled back the reforms instituted under Allende. It expanded the power of the presidency and enshrined private property and corporate profits over social needs. Pinochet rolled back taxes on corporations and the wealthy and eliminated a host of government services. State-owned companies, public housing, education, healthcare, and pensions were all privatized, turned into profit centers for corporations and the wealthy. The Constitution written under Pinochet limited reforms, and the gap today between rich and poor in Chile is one of the highest in Latin America. Jara may be technically dead, but if you do a bit of digging around in the internet, you'll see evidence of his long afterlife. Hence the title of a documentary about his impact on musicians in particular, The Resurrection of Victor Jara. Tens of thousands of hands have gone on playing Jara's songs in the nearly 50 years since his torture and murder in the stadium. Jara, says Chilean musician Horacio Salinas in the documentary, could, quote, create a ceremonial effect with his music, unquote. On YouTube, you can find countless videos of musicians playing Jara's songs and songs written in tribute to him, including my personal favorite, Victor Jara's Hands by Joey Burns of the Tucson-based indie rock band Calexico. Wire fences still coiled with flowers of the night. Songs of the birds like hands call the earth to witness. Sever from fear before taking flight. Fences that fail fall to the ground, bearing the fruit from Jara's hands. Over the past few years in particular, as Chileans have pushed to undo the legacy of Pinochet, Jara has been resurrected again and again, the fruit of Jara's hands rising up in songs from the streets and in an all-star Chilean re-recording of Jara's vision of a world without war.
El derecho de vivir sin miedo en nuestro país.
En conciencia y unidad.
At an October 25th, 2019 march in Santiago with the crowd estimated at more than a million, Chileans belted out Jara's anti-war anthem while countless people played along on the guitar, demanding a world in which workers do more than just struggle to survive, one in which everyone has a right to not just bread, but roses, music, and art. The immortal life of Víctor Jara and his return to the streets of Santiago amidst the political ferment in Chile of the last few years, testifies to the power of art to preserve history, even in the midst of guns, tanks, and bullets bent on wiping it out. To paraphrase the quote Woody Guthrie famously scrawled across his guitar, Jara's songs powerfully illustrate the extent to which we need art to kill fascism, to foster empathy, to remind us of our collective humanity, to preserve in our national memory records of those who stood for justice and those who collaborated to undermine it. We need art to preserve history, to sustain and energize us, to give us courage for the long struggle ahead. This has been Desiree Hulligers for the Olmo Variety, speaking about the immortal life and legacy of Víctor Jara.
Libertad, un nuevo pacto social.